Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking with Lisa Hansen. She is a business owner in the state of Minnesota here who has been under incessant attack by the attorney general and the governor of the state. And I just kind of want to give it to you from her. I want her to give it to you concerning what she's under right now, what it looks like when a blatant tyrant that acts out of his constitutional delegated authorities acts like, what he does, how he does it, how he tries to break down the people, how he tries to fatigue you. But what it also looks like when, regardless of all that, you stay the course. Because at the end of the day, as they say, perseverance, a continuance in a state of glory until preceded by a state of glory. It's interesting how that word has magical powers concerning the effects. You win. You win, but you have to stay the course. We're going to be bringing up Lisa Hansen in just a couple of minutes. We're also going to be bringing up that of State Rep Eric Mortensen, who's bringing forth a lawsuit, or I'm sorry, not a lawsuit, but he's bringing forth an impeachment charge, Article 2, Section 4, and hopefully he's looking to prosecute as well, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. But we'll let him kind of interject his thoughts as to what's going on here with Lisa Hansen in the state of Minnesota and how it's coming with his impeachment process concerning this tyrant, Tim Walz, as well as Keith Ellison, the plant that he is. We're going to be getting his thoughts on those things in just a couple of minutes here. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do, and I got to get this off my chest really quick because I just seen this morning. You know how he continuously shares with you how the church in America that lacks Christianity, where Christ is not going to bear witness to their compromises or to their idolatries. It's interesting how the world does look at them, because I ran into a video this morning, and it is showing you the heart of the people that look at what the American people tolerate as Christianity, when again, it's a lack thereof. Matter of fact, if you go over to Matthew 25, 31 through 46, it shows us that when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And what's going to happen? Before him shall be gathered all the nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. So there is a separation taking place. Friends, I'm going to expose the counterfeits in just a moment here. The Bible says in Matthew 25, verse 34, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Okay? And then if you go down just a little bit, friends, all of a sudden he begins to separate the sheep from the goats. He begins to separate that which is holy from that which is defied. Ezekiel 44:23. Read it when you get a moment. He begins to separate the sheep from the goats and separating the righteous from the unrighteous. People don't put this into the equation. They just think that because everybody professed to believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that they're all going to heaven. Put it into scriptural context when you bring that about in a conversation. Because if you don't, what you're doing is you're actually preaching the opposite of what is true when it comes to the Word of God. Okay? And then it starts to talk about the cursed. Okay? The blessed that come. And he separates them from the cursed that come. Okay? And then when he tells them concerning the cursed, he tells them, this is your lot. And he tells the righteous, this is your lot. I'm over in Matthew 25:31-46. So again, I'm making distinction from real Christianity to that of counterfeit Christianity. And a majority, easily hand down, of what we see in this country is a counterfeit Christianity. Folks, I've been in ministry for 23 years. And I'm telling you, folks, I can say on one hand, three ministries probably that I would say that are the real deal. And they just happen to be friends of ours. That doesn't tag me to their sleeve, but I'm just telling you, they're hard to find, okay? They're needles in the haystack in the sense of real Christianity in America. One of those said ministries is that of Kenneth Copeland. And this guy's a self-proclaimed, arrogant, boastful billionaire, and he has been living off the American people that don't take the time to read the Word for themselves, not understanding that those that preach gain is godliness. The Bible's clear when it says that you are to withdraw yourself from such. Well, these guys preach, gimme, 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 my name is Jimmy, so on and so forth. So I just want to take the time real quick, and I want you to see what the world thinks of America's version of Christianity. And here we go. This is Kenneth Copeland, and you want to talk about a reproach? This is the world's perspective right here.
Moses and the children of Israel, this song unto the Lord.
So there you have it, friends. That's what the world thinks of such ministries that Americans actually claim to be real Christianity. And it's a lack thereof. And folks, I'm not doing this to mock Christians. I'm doing this because this is the world mocking counterfeit Christianity. They need to know the difference by showing them who you really serve. And that's an exhibition through your walk in a profession of faith. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to come back with Lisa Hansen, business owner in southern Minnesota that is under attack by the tyrants, Tim Walz and Keith Ellison. But, folks, it doesn't stop there. Oh, just hang on a second. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called MyKind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go onto that page, friends, and what you will see is you will see right up on the top there a way to subscribe to Rumble. And I appreciate all of you viewers on Rumble without censorship or suppression every step of the way. And again, the way to do that is go ahead and subscribe on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top of the page, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Click onto it and subscribe. You get a live feed directly from Rumble. Also wanted to let you know, friends, you can jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com, combating the lies through 10 to 15 articles every day from contributors all over the United States of America, from preachers to constitutional Christian attorneys. The list goes on. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, when you go over there to sonsoflibertymedia.com, right on the right side of the page there, you can see the social media platforms, okay? You can join us on there. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. We're right up on the front page. I am refreshing even now, and we are up on the left side of the page, right up on the left side of the page. Go ahead and join us on social media platforms. Friends, without further ado, what I want to do is I want to go over to Albert Lea, Minnesota. Channel 11 News actually reported on Lisa Hansen here. Albert Lea business owner who defied COVID lockdown says she's still committed to her cause. I don't have the time, friends, to go ahead and play this out concerning this hit piece from Care 11. But what I want to do is I want to pull up Lisa Hansen. She's an Interchange owner, okay, who understands the Constitution. She opened the doors for indoor dining, standing on her inalienable. That's unchangeable, friends. Cannot be legally or justly alienated or transferred to another. Those are her rights given unto her by God, just for the record, to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, protected by the U.S. Constitution of the United States of America since 1791, and the Minnesota Constitution, while Governor Walz continues to oppress Minnesotans by enacting unconstitutional and unlawful edicts which shuttered or closed restaurants and bars all across the Minnesota. She's a mom of eight. She's a grandma of 10. So we have an attorney general, plant though he is, and we have a governor attacking a mom of eight and a grandma of ten. And let's just say so far, right? She's married to her high school sweetheart and originally from California, and she's lived most of her life in Minnesota. So without further ado, we welcome Lisa Hansen, and thank you for jumping on, by the way, Lisa, with such short notice. Over here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we kind of keep our eyes open for cases such as yours. And what I'd like to do, Lisa, is I'd like to just go right back to the beginning of what took place during this pandemic and when the tyrants started to attack businesses, not just across the United States of America, but basically and in particular, what took place with your business in the state of Minnesota.
Wow. Well, that's a loaded question. Thanks so much for having me on. Am I talking to Bradley?
You are. You are, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much, Bradley, for having us on. So, yeah, I'll just kind of go through a little bit of a timeline here. You know, back in March of 2020, the governor shut us all down for about 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks turned into months of being totally shut down on the interior of our restaurant. And a lot of us restaurants do a vast majority of our revenue as dine-in restaurants, and ours is included in that. So obviously that was a horrible situation for my business, and we struggled immensely. I had to lay people off. We cut everything that we could cut. We tightened our belt everywhere we could tighten it. We did everything that we could, and it still wasn't enough, obviously. So
yep.
Eventually, I think around June of 2020, the governor started opening us back up a little bit. It turned the dials down or up a little bit. Restrictions started coming off. Still wasn't enough. You know, we did everything that we could do. We had great support. You know, people felt so bad for all these businesses, and that's great. But it was not enough for us to be able to survive. We basically poured our life savings into the company to keep it going. We did take advantage of some of the, government helps and hated to do that, but I didn't know what else to do. And we complied in the beginning. We complied with all of this in the beginning. Even though we knew it was wrong, we complied because we didn't know what else to do. Well, when he shut us down the second time, Bradley, in November of 2020, I turned to my husband and I said, there is no way we can survive a second shutdown. Nope. We had two choices. We were either going to open fully against the illegal edicts, or we were going to close permanently, never to open again, because we couldn't keep doing this. So we made a decision. And that decision was not only based, I just want to be really clear about this. The main reason, you know, when it all comes back to why did we do what we did, here's the reason why. Our children and our grandchildren, future generations, is so highly important to each and every one of us Americans, or at least it should be, that they would have the same freedoms and rights and liberties that we do or did.
Yep.
Well, everything was being stripped away from us. Everything that was happening was so wrong. It was so unconstitutional. It was removing and stripping our rights, our inalienable rights from us, was so wrong. And it's like at some point you've got to say, no, enough is enough. So
Yep. We
said, we are going to stand up. It would have been easier. It would have been a whole lot less expensive for us to figure out how to shut that business down and pay off the debt and you know, say, hey, maybe another day. But we said no, because this is wrong. It's wrong for us. It's wrong for our children, grandchildren, future
That's right.
generations. So we said, we're going to stand up and we're going to say, we have every lawful right to be open. We pay all of our bills. We have licenses. I follow all of the license rules, et cetera.
Yeah.
We do everything we're supposed to be doing, and yet this rogue government, yep. governor, thinks he can come in and unilaterally make a decision to shut us businesses down. So we stood up against that, Bradley.
Yep. Well, let me get to this, Lisa Hansen, who is under attack by the said tyrant Tim Walz in the state of Minnesota, along with that of Attorney General, if you want to call him that, Keith Ellison. I want to interject this into the conversation because it's important for people to understand. It didn't stop with just shutting down your business. When you defied the unconstitutional order, and by the way, Lisa, we're going to have Eric Mortensen online with us right after this upcoming hard break, so I got you for about three more minutes. But what they did, they came in and then after you defied their unconstitutional edicts, they came in and then they arrested you. Is that right?
Yeah, well, first they threw some fines at us, a lawsuit, they took my licenses away, and then they charged me with criminal charges. Our own city attorney, Kelly Dawn Martinez, is charged with prosecuting me with 9 criminal counts. It's ridiculous. So, yes, I've been arrested. At this moment, I'm not in jail, but they continue to throw the book at us. They want to make an example out of us, Bradley, and we have,
that's right.
We've all got to stand up against this.
That's right. So let's just go back to this one question. What law, listen carefully, friends, listen carefully, America, Lisa Hansen, what law did you break?
Well, I mean, actually, an accurate answer to that is I didn't break the law.
Exactly. So what happens when our said representatives that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people begin to operate outside of their delegated authorities? What does that make them, Americans? It makes them the lawbreakers. And this is one of the things that we've been trying to show the people in the state of Minnesota since the beginning of this pandemic. And we have seen over and over and over again federal judges standing up and telling the people in America that what they're doing is unconstitutional. And in particular, in the state of Minnesota, we know that the governor, the tyrant governor, Tim Walz here, friends, and that's exactly what he is. That's what it defines out to be. He's a lawbreaker. He's been sued by the church already. So we need to get behind Lisa Hansen, and we need to begin to push forth because her cause is our cause. And I got to tell you, Lisa, I've had probably 2 or 3 people as on this show that have been my guests. Their heart is the same as mine. This is about the children. Our forefathers passed us the baton of liberty, and we must do the same thing for our children. As a matter of fact, if you look at the preamble of the United States Constitution, it starts out talking about what the purpose of it is, and it's for their posterity, which just happens to be me and you. I have you for one more minute, Lisa Hansen. How do people get a hold of you? How do people support you?
Thank you. Go to BeTheInterchange.com. It's BeTheInterchange.com. You can go there. You can get an update on our story. You can find out on that website where you can go to our GoFundMe if you choose to want to support us financially. This is costing us a ton of money. We need your help. We are doing fundraisers and everything that we can. BeTheInterchange.com.
Thank you, Lisa. I'll be
Thank
getting,
you, Bradley.
Yep, I will be connecting with you again on this particular topic to see where things are going. Folks, we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to pull up State Rep Eric Mortensen, who's actually filed charges against the governor, Tim Walz, in an effort to impeach him lawfully. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting, very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other, and that's really what it's about, to learn and listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News. Add Texas to the list of states that is banning vaccine passports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A new Labor Department survey found that there were 9.3 million job vacancies in April. That's 1.1 million more than were reported back in March. That on the heels of a lackluster jobs report that came out last Friday, which showed only 559,000 jobs were added in May. Over 650,000 were expected by the economists. This as the U.S. economy is starting to open up again, and many employers saying they are having a hard time filling positions. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just had Lisa Hansen on, business owner from Elbert Lee area in southern Minnesota. You need to understand something. I know I'm talking and preaching into 153 cities, but you need to understand that everything that has to do with her case has everything to do with your case. Because if this one, folks, you just turn your back on people that are in the fight, what's going to happen sooner or later is going to come to your front door. Find that in Amos 6:3, and rest assured it will. I could shoot from the hip right now, but I have representatives. State Representative Eric Mortensen online with me right now, and he's actually bringing forth the impeachment. He's filed the articles of impeachment to remove this tyrant, Tim Walz. First of all, thanks for jumping in on this conversation, Eric. I totally appreciate it, especially on such short notice.
Yeah, no worries. Happy to do so.
Good. So, you know, it's interesting because I just had Lisa Hansen on from Elbert Lee, and I understand that you were actually a part of that fundraiser helping Lisa out. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Was, yeah. I seen they sent in the helicopters, Eric.
Yeah,
they really did.
And, yeah, they did. And we had DFLers out there, Democrats.
Wow.
And
I mean,
support this criminal they were saying.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Lisa Hansen.
Yeah, see, they're calling her a criminal.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what, and this is important, because this is what the Sons of Liberty were, by the way. They were the ones that did in 1772 something called the Committee of Correspondence, and they kept the colonies aware of what was going on concerning the tyrant across the pond named King George that they were throwing off, read the Declaration of Independence. But what was interesting, Eric and listeners, is the fact that the king across the pond did his best to create in the minds of the people in the said America during that time, namely the 13 colonies, that the colonists were enemies of the state. He called them terrorists. And we need to see what they're doing today, because they're trying to revise the very meaning of good, bad, and ugly, which you can find in Isaiah 5:20. And they're trying to, you know, basically get us to think and cast into our minds that Lisa Hansen is the one that's wrong, when in fact she's obeying the law. Eric, what are you seeing inside of the state capitol concerning these kinds of issues? And then we'll get to the impeachment process.
Yeah, well, inside the capitol, of course, we have Democrats in control of our state house, that they are just sticking their heads in the sand, and they're giving our governor, Tim Walz, a complete pass on this. I mean, they are clearly going to allow him to do whatever it is that he wants to do, while also running cover for him. We voted as a legislature, I believe, 20 times, maybe more, to end the peacetime emergency here, which would take away our governor's emergency powers. But the Democrats have voted against it every single time. But funny enough, last year in an election year, six Democrats voted to end the emergency. But after they were safely reelected, of course, they fell back in line with the governor that had been protecting him.
The people in this state, the people in America, are too easy. They don't learn from history, and what happens is, because of their short memories, these criminals, and by the way, let's call it for what it is, Eric. When someone that calls themselves a said representative starts acting outside of their scope of authority, that makes them the criminal just as much as it does us if we break the law. And what I want to go back to is the fact that, talking about Lisa Hansen here really quick, and I'm sure there's others in the state of Minnesota as well, but I just asked Lisa Hansen during the last segment, what law did you break? She didn't break the law,
exactly.
Eric.
No, she didn't.
The governor broke the law.
Yep, absolutely. It says right here, Article 3, Section 1 of our Minnesota State Constitution, that the powers of government are divided into three branches, and no person or persons exercising powers of one branch shall exercise powers properly belonging to another branch, except as expressly provided in this Constitution. And these emergency powers that he's using are not expressly in our state Constitution.
Right. Well, and what's also interesting is anything that is in contrast or operates, or they begin to overreach, whatever you want to call it, and they begin to operate our said representatives outside of their scope of authority, it's nugatory, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. It's null and void, and yet the reason they're getting away with this, and again, I want you to throw your two cents in here, is the reason they're getting away with this is because most people in the state of Minnesota and in the United States don't actually know what the Constitution says. What's a you?
Yeah, well, I think that's the unfortunate reality, and then the media is certainly against us, and they get kind of bombarded in every direction saying this is what you must do, and of course they're told if you don't do as you're told, then you're a bad person.
That's right.
And so people don't want to be seen as a bad person, especially in Minnesota. We got Minnesota Nice going on here.
Yeah, I've been here my whole life, and I'm still trying to find that Minnesota Nice, Eric. I really am. But Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, said the government was not made the exclusive or final judge of the extent of the powers delegated to itself. The great question here is, who delegated it to our said representatives? We the people. And if you read the preamble of the United States Constitution, we the people are the government. Government and our said representatives work for us. We don't work for them. So let's get on to the impeachment process. What is it that you're doing in taking steps to actually impeach him? And the question I want to ask after that, and I'll just throw it at you now, is are you also looking for prosecution?
Sure. So the steps I'm taking, we filed the articles of impeachment. We introduced the resolution February 8th. So now we are, well, 4 months ago today, as a matter of fact. And the House of Minnesota, just like the federal government, we control impeachment powers. And I'd like to force a vote on this resolution, but what we have going against us in Minnesota is a whole bunch of supposed Republicans that are really Republicans in name only. And I've only been able to get two other Republicans to co-sign onto my articles of impeachment. Well, my goal is to get to 15, because in our state legislature, it requires 15 votes to get a roll call vote. So we know where everybody stands on this issue of impeaching the governor. So
okay.
That's what I'm trying to do, is get 12 more Republicans, or Democrats for that matter. I see even New York Democrats now are quasi getting behind impeaching Cuomo. Well, I'll take Democrats to post on my impeachment articles, too.
Yeah, there's another one. Same thing with DeWine. Same thing with Whitmer. Oh, my goodness. Same thing with Newsom. They recalled this guy. And it's interesting. He just, by the way, he just got sued by the church, too. He's, as a matter of fact, he has to pay retribution, $1.5 million to a church, namely, in California that he was harassing. And the people stood up. And what happened in California needs to happen here. Because, Eric, am I right in saying this? That what is happening in Minnesota is applicable to every state in our union. We better stand up and do something.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest message I'm trying to preach to the people, is it is the people who have the political power. It's not the politicians. It is the people, if they were to uprise and take back that power and just flat out refuse to acknowledge the powers, the illegal and unconstitutional powers that our governor is forcing upon them, that we can strip away his power simply by refusing to acknowledge them. So the people who still don't want their kids to wear masks in our schools, like they're being forced to do, just tell your children don't wear the mask. And,
yeah.
And then that will bring this thing to an end automatically. But the people are fearful.
Yeah, and what they're afraid, it's interesting. Their hearts are attached to what doesn't matter the most, especially in these particular situations. And it shows you who they serve by the fear that they hold. It's either diabolical or filial. And in this particular case, it's diabolical. They fear the government that works for them. And in rather standing up and righting the wrongs, they're just going to go ahead and succumb to it. And here, going back to your last comment concerning schools, I would even say, you know what? Lay the axe to the root of the tree concerning the whole system of public schools in America in the first place by just pulling them out of public schools.
Yeah.
Because if you did that, they wouldn't exist in the first place. There would be nothing for people to complain about. So, Eric, I got you for about three more minutes. What is it that Americans need to do to put a stop to all of this, to reverse what's been going on concerning this pandemic? I mean, the CDC's been busted, the FDA's been busted, the WHO has been busted, the NIH has been busted, but what we see is we still see the governors trying to push forth this agenda, regardless of the facts that stand in stark contrast to what it is that they are criminally doing to the people in their prospective states.
Well, if there's one answer to that question, if I had to say one thing people could do, it would be to exercise the same tactic that party bosses in every legislature across the country, and no doubt in D.C., what they do to the members of their caucuses, the lawmakers. They use fear and intimidation to scare their legislators. This is what happens in St. Paul. Party leadership scares and intimidates their members to fall in line. And the same tactics can be used by everybody across the country. And, of course, what politicians fear, it's losing their reelection. And if they can instill an equal or, better yet, a greater amount of fear in that politician's political career than their party bosses do, then the people really take their voice back. But it requires being active and constantly active. It isn't, it's like trying to lose weight. You don't go to the gym once and say, now I'm in great shape. You have to go every single day.
Yep.
You have to put that effort in every day.
And you know, I wish there was a lot more of you, Eric. I really do. What is it that is happening that is right, that is good, that you see in this particular situation in the state of Minnesota even now? Is there pushback going on? And I want you to answer this, too.
Yeah.
And I got to give it to you two times or two times every time I throw something at you so I don't forget my next thought. But I want you to answer that. And then also I want you to name the said Republicans in the state of Minnesota that need to be removed, because they've been there far too long.
Sure. So I've got to remember your first question here. Oh, the good stuff. So there is a tremendous amount of people that are speaking out and contacting their legislators, and it's fun because I get copied on a lot of the emails that people are sending to people. So there is a tremendous amount of pressure happening. We've got a rally going on next Monday, June 14th, at our state Senate office building for my Never Again bill. That's prevents this mess from ever happening again. So we're expecting hundreds of people to turn out there and really make sure the pressure's on with the politicians. And if I had to pick on a couple Republicans in our state legislature that really need to be removed for a variety of reasons, be it they've been there too long or they're just ineffective, I would say the top person, or two of them, would be our Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka is incredibly weak. He refuses to stand on principle. He refuses to demand the emergency to come to an end. he refuses to push my never again bill that prevents this from ever happening again.
3 seconds.
That would be, yeah, Representative Kurt Dowd, he has to go.
Thank you, Eric. I totally appreciate it.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, Ph.D., and I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You know, it's interesting. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. It's interesting that I had a guy come up to me, and he had recognized me. He said, "Are you Bradley Dean?" And I said, "I was at a store today." And he said to me, he goes, "I'm surprised the government hasn't put you out of business yet." And I just said to him, I said, "Well, we are the government." And I said, "Well, what does the law say?" I said, "We're merely exposing them, Romans 3:20, for their violations against we the people." Okay? So we got 330 million people, again, doing the math for you, that are standing down in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. And I'm supposed to be, well, I'm told that I'm surprised they haven't, you know, basically shut you down yet. No, I want you to remember something here, friends. They shut me down, they're shutting you down. And this is what they're attempting to do today, is they're attempting to shut you down. I want to go back to something concerning one of the commercials that we heard between Lisa Hansen and Eric Mortensen. You heard how in Texas now, it's a state law that basically shuts down anybody that would dare bring up a vaccine passport. Here, I want to put this into lawful perspective for you. You didn't need to come up with a law to condemn lawlessness because it's already in place. Why are they selling the American people that certain governors, and they're selling them to you as the good guys, are standing up and creating bills to shut down these unlawful vaccine passports? Our laws already condemn vaccine passports. In other words, they're illegal. They're null and void. And just like State Rep Eric Mortensen just said, it's when the people stand up and begin to defy and ignore these unlawful orders and deal with these corrupt said representatives in the incumbent, that's when this is going to stop. And friends, they're going to keep pushing forward, and they're going to keep pushing forward until the 330 million people stand up and be the law that God has ordained you to be. And putting them out of office, Article 2, Section 4, and then prosecuting them. Hey, friends, either you're going to prosecute them legally, or they're going to prosecute you illegally. And what you're seeing in America today is they are prosecuting innocent people that are standing up on their own, friends, obeying the law. And they're trying to make them out to be enemies of the state, just like Lisa Hansen. And there's nothing that could be further from the truth when it comes to Lisa Hansen. I met her and her wonderful husband in Rochester just a couple weeks ago. What a bunch of cool people. What a nice man and what a nice lady. And they're telling you on radio even now that they're doing this for their kids and for their grandkids. Where's that heart gone? Somebody did it for us, friends. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. How is it that we can look at our kids and say, you know what, I don't have time for that right now. Oh my goodness. I'll tell you what, we're going to reap the curse if we don't. And we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind if we don't stand up and put this down, this lawlessness in America. I desire not a revolution. I desire a reformation. And that's up to you, America. That's up to you. I want to get over to something here because I also want to prove another point here real quickly during this last segment. Y'all know who the guy's goofy. I think he's done a lot of good things, but in all sincerity, and I've met him a couple times, he's goofy. And if you look at what he's got his feet upon, you're going to understand why he's goofy. And you can do your due diligence to find out what I'm talking about right there, because I don't have a whole lot of time to do a little exposition and open that little can of worms up to explain everything that I need to explain to you. I mean, I've watched Glenn Beck and years ago. I haven't watched him forever. But it's interesting to note when I first started paying attention to Glenn Beck. And one of these, they're all compromised, because if there's just a little bit of air, I'll tell you what, all the corporations will get around them and they'll make them a talking head, a personality within radio and or television. But they've got to compromise. They've got to have air. Glenn Beck's one of these guys. I mean, the guy picks up the Bible and says, this is what the Lord is saying today. You better be careful, Glenn. It's dangerous. And he is controlled opposition, just like the rest of them are. And that's not an exaggeration. I'm not embellishing that point at all. As a matter of fact, if we do what Jesus said, Matthew 7:16, that's all we have to do is judge them by their fruit. And guess who they follow? It's not Jesus Christ, which makes America great again, but it's their sponsors, the golden calf. Okay? And with that said, I want to get over to you to this point that I want to show you, because this explains why today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. And it's a video of Glenn Beck, and I'm not going to cap on him. You can get the point all on your own. He does it to himself. But here you have Glenn Beck mocking that of Joe Biden, and I want you to see it really quick, and I want you to see and take notice of how goofy this is, and then I'll give you a couple of my points and my comments after he's done doing this. I want you to check this out. This is Glenn Beck, and he'll explain.
Now it's time to have some pills.
Oh, we got another one, friends. What happens here is we get these videos. They just begin to take off on their own, and I don't know why they do that, but we're learning, right? We're learning, and we're just going to go ahead and shut down any other live channel, and then we will get right back to this, and that's where I'm at even as I speak. Here's Glenn Beck, and again, friends, check this goofiness out. This is a modern-day conservative, and it will explain to you as to why I say these are yesterday's liberals. Mocking Joe Biden.
I nominate David Chipman to serve as the director of the AFT. The AFT.
It's the ATF.
David knows AFT well. He served there for 25 years.
He knows it well. I don't have any idea what it is, but he knows. He knows it really well, that AFT. He's either hammered or he's completely seen.
He's talking about the said president of the United States of America.
I would like to nominate David Schiffman, because he's... I love this guy. I love him.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. And I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap. And I tell you what...
Even Santa shouldn't say that. Kids used to come in the pool and rub my legs. And then the parents would show up at my house for some reason and try to beat the snot out of me.
Isn't that cute?
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. I mean, think about it.
Think about it.
More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
He's laughing at the one that's destroying his country. I want you to think about that.
You're so cute.
Mocking Joe Biden when Joe Biden's mocking him.
Now it's time to have some pills.
But this is why you're in trouble, because they make jokes out of serious issues.
In the afternoon. Would you look awfully sleepy?
You heard from Joe about the things he did with the NRA. That took courage. Delaware's a tough state. I'm a hunter. I'm a gun owner. Been that all my life. I got news for you. I'm sure there's not a veteran here who would take an AR-16 with a long clip to go out and shoot a deer or shoot anything.
First of all, Delaware is a tough state. Oh, don't you?
I mean,
when I think of Delaware, I think Texas. Don't ever get into a fight with Delaware. Those are the mean streets. Those are the mean. And you know, because they have AR-16. Which is one better than your AR-15.
So instead of anybody coming at you, the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot him in the leg. There's ways you have to do more background
checks. Shoot him in the leg. I love shoot him in the leg.
So, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here, or walk out, put that double-barrel shotgun, and fire two blasts outside the house. I promise you, whoever coming in is not going to... You don't need an AR-15.
Okay, so folks, just for the sake of time, because we got to shut down in less than 30 seconds, we have Glenn Beck, a modern-day conservative, yesterday's liberals, mocking Joe Biden. We already know he's a reproach. But so is Glenn Beck. So are today's conservatives. And what are you talking about, Bradley? They make light of these issues. They're mocking Joe Biden. Do they not clearly see that the joke is on them? Joe Biden is systematically and methodically tearing down the U.S. Constitution, and we have a conservative on television, on radio, mocking the very one doing it, rather than calling for justice by making reference to the U.S. Constitution and showing the world, namely our world in the United States of America, that what Joe Biden is doing is criminal. That's why we make reference to the law, friends, because it shows you who's breaking the law, and it's not me. And it's not people that are standing up on the side of the law, friends. It's those that are just going right along with it. And this, what you just seen with Glenn Beck, is a prime example of why you're in trouble today, because they laugh off the seriousness of what is in fact really happening in your country. Well, Bradley, that's just a little too much starch in your shirt. No, it's not. Why don't you consider all the men that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very things that you're attempting to be laughed off today in your country, because it's not funny. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.